very nice little intro. So my name is Martin. We have Amber on the piano. And then we have a gentleman with a guitar sitting in a chair. Who is that, Amber?
Who is that? That is Gene. Gene is with us today. This is the bass player and a wonderful songwriter from our band, JT and the Congregants. And say hi, Gene.
Howdy.
So Gene was nice enough to come onto the show today. We're going to be asking Gene a few questions, and then we're going to be giving you guys a little taste of our...
medicine.
Of our medicine, our music medicine. So, without further ado, is there anything you'd like to say, Gene, before we get started? I can ask you a few questions, and everyone can get to know...
No, just shoot away.
All right, sounds good. So, like I mentioned, Gene is a really great songwriter. What are some patterns that you've noticed or identified in your songwriting process?
I tend to write the lyrics first and then fit them into a chord progression that I like. Lately, I've been collaborating with other people, and some of the wildest songs I've written were done in collaboration. Songs I probably wouldn't have written on my own.
Right.
And one of the things that I like about the band is that there's five of us in the band. And out of the five of us, four of us are songwriters and lead singers that we sing. So that makes it for an interesting evening of.
That's true. It's very special that we have that with us. My dad always used to say, my dad was in a lot of bands, he always used to say that, you know, if you can get as many people who play instruments and sing, that's a like your secret weapon.
Yeah, look at the Beatles.
All right, so how did you find your way into JT and the Congregants?
We took a blues ensemble class at the Conservatory of Music.
Mm-hmm.
And on the last day of class, we said, hey, man, let's keep this going. So that's what we did. The problem was that we had to figure out was that everyone was a guitarist. So I volunteered to play bass.
Okay.
So then there were three of them. So that was more manageable. JT, he's a great rhythm player. Owen, he plays finger style, and Dennis at the time was in the band, and he's on a sabbatical of sorts. He plays classical guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, we have all these influences, which makes it hard sometimes to choose which songs we're going to play. And then we have you, the youngest of the group, the baby. And so you give us a sensibility about what's I don't like using that word. My daughter likes using that word, hipster.
What's right?
What's hip? And your vocals, that's what we were looking for. We were looking for someone with some good vocals, and you give that to us.
Thank you. I did notice right from the start that there was a good variation with the music selection, the covers and the originals, everything was pretty wide range, and I liked that. You know, some people take their genre, they go for it, and they go with it, and that's what they do. We cover a lot.
Oh, yeah. And in the future, who knows what we'll come up with. But yeah, we do cover a lot of songs.
Do you know if our drummer, Hutan, kind of got into the band through JT? I think they live...
Yeah, they live next to each other, and we were looking for a drummer for a long time, and
mm-hmm.
That's how he got into the band.
Yeah, and he's actually the one that brought me into the band, because I was working at the bakery. He ordered his whole milk latte all the time, a little small whole milk latte, and he'd always stop by, say hi, and then we got to talking music. You know, if you love something, you talk about it, and that's where I just... came in a couple evenings and saw what everything was about with JT and the Congregants, and it's I really liked it.
Yeah,
so
we had a long affair trying to get you in because your schedule was pretty busy. Like everyone else is trying to find rehearsal time.
Right, right. I'm glad we finally kind of found something that works consistently. So what are some specific goals you hope we can achieve as a band throughout the rest of this year?
Oh, man. I would love to get out an EP so that people that listen mm-hmm. to us can hear. Our first one, well, we were kind of exploring, but I think we've got some good songs that we have put together now that I think we could get out. Looking for a decent sound system for the vocals. You know, yeah. The problems we've had with that.
Updating equipment is always a goal.
And well, my goal would be to play a few festivals. You know, that would be really
cool.
Yeah,
I agree. That's one of my goals as well. Is there any advice you would give to fellow musicians who struggle with writer's block?
I don't believe in writer's block.
Okay.
Because if the hardest part of doing anything is getting started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a long journey begins with a single step. You know, that's a Chinese proverb or something. So what I do is I try to put myself in a mood. And depending on what kind of song I want to write, I'll listen to a certain genre, or maybe not. But I always find when I listen to Bob Dylan, there's always a song there. So
there we go.
Something about that guy. And you know, I think if you want to play with anyone, you don't limit yourself. So find an open mic someplace where you're comfortable and just start jamming. You'll come away from those open mics with some ideas. So get with other musicians and collaborate and find time to talk about music and record yourself, and it'll be all right.
I agree. That's a really good way to do anything. You got to keep putting yourself in that position until you're there. And, you know, even then, you got to keep working on it. Honestly, that's how I got involved in a lot of the things I'm doing right now, sitting here and getting to play in this band with you guys. It's a blast. I absolutely love it. And it all happened because I just kept talking music, trying to get myself into these positions. And it can be really scary.
Oh, yeah.
But
well, it's interesting to watch everyone just kind of wear it like an old coat. You know, after a while, you just step on stage and you just do it.
Right, right. So, you gave a lot of good advice. I think some of it even factors into people who want to start advancing their musical career. Is there anything else that you could offer that might help people who want to take their first step?
Well, I'd say listen to a wide variety of music. I mean, most people say, oh, I listen to anything, but they don't really. I mean, you listen to Broadway? No. You listen to rap? Oh, I hate rap. Do you listen? I mean, I listen to everything. And that way you'll develop a more robust style. It'll help mm-hmm. you when you're writing songs and playing with others. Reminds me of the time my brother-in-law put on this Wayman Tisdale, the former basketball star turned bass player. So he played this song with Wayman Tisdale and Toby Keith doing a Barry White song.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell me who was singing at the time, and he said, that's Toby Keith. I said, no, that's not Toby Keith. And so I had to listen to it two or three times. It just blew me away. So, and my friend John Seeger, he must know 1,000 songs, 1,001 songs, because he can identify any chord progression, and that helps. So when you're sitting there trying to figure out,
that's a great skill.
Oh man, whenever I get stuck with a chord progression, or where should I go for the bridge, or where should I go for the chorus, you know, I run it by him, and he helps out on that because that's a know as many songs. So I'm trying to, you know, I think I might know 10 songs right now.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy is just incredible. And I find people who do that, they're incredible. Listen to some jazz, listen to some rock. Just listen to everyone and play with anyone.
Yeah, and sometimes you got to move out of your comfort zone for that stuff.
Absolutely.
But it really does. It really does help. I started learning piano in school in fourth grade, and at first it was definitely a love-hate relationship. I'd sit down and play for 2 hours and not play for months and sit down and say, maybe that's the trick, because every time I don't play for months and then I sit down, I'm amazing again.
Yeah, yeah.
But
everybody has a different learning style. You know, mm-hmm. I say take lessons, learn some theory. I mean, those are the pills you got to swallow.
Right.
And watch a music documentary, you know. I just saw one on HBE. No, it was MTV. It was about REM. And it seems like everything they talked about just sounds so familiar.
Yeah. That makes sense. Well, what else do you see in store for JT and the Congregants?
I think just growing. Growing as a group, growing as individuals, and
right.
and just being out there and doing what we like to do, you know.
Yeah, and I know that growth as a band. Here's some of my advice, but growth as a band or as a group starts with growth as a person. Each person in the band, you know, when we. We're talking about this last practice that we had. It was like, I'm going to come to this practice so ready that, you know, and we were trying to outdo each other over Messenger. But it's true. Everyone's gotta really want it for themselves. They got to pull their weight, and they gotta want to develop for themselves. And when we all come together, it shows.
Yeah, everybody's got to do their part. Got to do your homework. And when that happens, wow, you know, things really go well.
Absolutely. All right, so why don't we treat everyone listening to a little song called One Heart, Two Stubborn Heads.
Yeah, this is a song that I co-wrote with... Jackie, and I can't remember her last name, but she was in a songwriting class, and we kept in touch and started writing some songs with a bunch of other group of people. And I find that to be very rewarding, is doing songs with other people, because, like I said before, you never know what's going to come up, because your mind goes one way. So
that's true.
I said one heart, and when we were fumbling with what should be next, and she said two stubborn heads.
Mm-hmm. I always, and this is a memory I've got from a long time ago, but I always remember when my dad would invite me down toward his music equipment in the basement, and he'd set me up on this really high stool because I was a shorty, and he'd tell me, okay, time for the Mickey Mouse song, and we'd start the M-I-C-K. He'd play, I'd sing that song, and at the end, sometimes he'd say, like, wow, that sounded very different.
Yeah.
But just goes to show, you know, you bring two minds together, and you don't know what you're going to get sometimes. All right, so... we're just going to kind of run through this, go with the flow, do whatever is comfortable, and
this song is very new.
Very new.
Yeah.
So we're going to kind of take it here, see what we got.
I wanted to love you, but you said no.
were on the go.
I wanted you to kiss me, but you said not now.
I wanted you to miss me, but you said how.
One heart, two stubborn heads. One heart, two stubborn heads.
I wanted you to marry me and dress me up in lace.
I could do that.
Carry me around the world in a lover's embrace.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I wanted you to be the man my mother wanted for me, but you said that could never be.
I know your mom.
One heart, two stubborn heads. One heart, two stubborn heads. I wanted to cook for you, go out to a show, but you were watching TV, you didn't want to go. I wanted you to build me a mansion in the sky, but we rent a tiny duplex. Man, what a surprise. One heart, two stubborn heads. One heart, two stubborn heads. One heart, two stubborn heads.
Stubborn heads. We did it.
For a baby song, yeah. It's matured a little.
Right.
All right, cool. Well, that was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Wow. Thanks for having me on.
Who wrote that song?
Jackie. She goes by the name of Anastasia Beaver Housing.
I don't think you need a last name with a name that specific. I think
that's a AKA Jackie. And Jackie and I, we did that.
Sure,
a lot of fun. One of the few songs that we did in about 20 minutes.
And that's how fast some of those things can come together.
Yeah, when you're on.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For giving, sharing some of your advice, expressing some of your own opinions, feelings, and patterns in your songwriting process. It was wonderful having you on. So, we do have a Facebook page.
Yeah, all the information about us is at www.facebook.com/J.T.TheCongregants. Congregants is spelled C-O-N-G-R-E-G-A-N-T-S. And we have three of our old songs up on Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all one word, J.T. and the Congregants.
Ooh, and I just found it. Doing a simple search, and I misspelled congregants, I believe, and yet it still came up, and that will all be on.
That's why we offer up the spelling.
And links will be provided at riverwestradio.com. Click on shows, click on Amber, and you'll hear this show again and see some pictures and have some links.
Cool. And I wanted to leave you guys with one thing. My daughter says, she says, don't say that. I was going to say, eat your spinach and listen to your grandma, but I think I'm gonna update that and eat your kale and listen to your sister.
Nice.
Good advice.
Thank you so much, Gene.
You're welcome
for being a part of the show.
Great.
All right, everyone. So that was Gene.
Gene was awesome. Gene is still awesome.
It is a present tense verb. All right, cool. So I hope you guys enjoyed One Heart, Two Stubborn Heads. That was a lot of fun.
What's next?
Well, at the moment, we've got the Curiosity Corner. This is a special segment where I ask questions about things that I'm wondering. They can be sensical or nonsensical. So let's jump right in. One thing I've noticed is this trend. A quick disclaimer. My mind is a maze, so no worries if you can't follow, or if you don't agree, or if you do agree. So a trend that I've noticed is girls and women that wear yoga pants, and they don't do yoga, and on the same, you know, I don't know if that falls into the hipster. Let's talk about this era. But on the same note, guys that wear basketball shorts and don't play basketball. And let me just say, so it's a double-sided coin. That's just a topic that I wanted to bring up, but I know the answer to that. And the answer is comfort and style and, you know, what people want to portray is what they want to portray. It's just interesting how clothing is designed for a purpose, and we make it whatever we want.
And the bright side, at least you aren't saying, how come people are wearing Speedos even though they're nowhere near a pool? Why is that guy in a Speedo at the library?
Yeah. We could go off about clothing and the why and the how come and the help. But that's a good point. Very good point. My next question, and this is one I've had a lot of personal experience with. Why do dentists try to hold a conversation with you when you have no place, you have no ability to respond, besides maybe sign language, and even then you can't make the expressions on your face. Your mouth is all contorted and full of stuff. Thank you for the demonstration. That's exactly. And I had braces for a while. It's, you know, far beyond the dental visit. They, you know, they had these tools to hold your mouth open that were ridiculous. And then they'd have me hold the tools. And if I started slacking at all, you know, they're like, hold that tool tighter, pull your face to the right and the left at the same time and all this
stuff. You were your own dental hygienist?
In ways. But, yeah, they, you know, sometimes it was about taking pictures of my mouth that...
Right.
Yeah, oops. So they had to get a full scope, and it was like, yeah. So that was one of the... Why do dentists try to hold a conversation with you when you just can't hold that conversation?
What else are you curious about, Amber?
Do vegetarians eat animal crackers? Okay. Is that a thing? We're not going to discuss this one. Why is it that sometimes people ask for black coffee with cream?
Oh, right. I like that one.
I guess for the same reason people would... order a pint of ice cream. For all of you out there, it's a pint. It's just a measurement.
I'll have the potatoes au gratin. Could I get cheese on that?
And then the a la mode.
Oh, with ice cream, please.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think sometimes people aren't quite sure what they're ordering. And then the final one is, how do bus drivers shut the door when they get off the bus themselves?
I'm going to have to Google that. I'm going to guess secret flap. There's some secret flap.
A secret flap.
Yeah, on the outside.
Right, like putting the key under the doormat. You know?
Open sesame.
Ooh, wonderful. Magic word.
All right, so... That was the Curiosity Corner. Now we're at the point, this is a new segment that I would hope is going to become a very regular segment on the show. It's called Under the Willow Tree. This segment is about, well, here's the tagline, Under the Willow Tree, messages for healing hearts and soothing souls. So the topic that I chose for this week is new beginnings. You know, it's suitable. So this segment, I really, you know, I wasn't quite sure when we first started talking about a radio show what exactly I would do or talk about. You know I like playing piano, I know I like all this stuff, but this is something that jumped out at me right away. Offering people advice and reassurance on various topics that they are not alone. And, you know, some potential solutions for how to deal with various things. But so as far as this topic for new beginnings, I'm just going to get started.
And wait, so let's let's go ahead and move out to Under the Willow Tree.
Under the Willow Tree. Mm-hmm. I always...
It's nice under here.
Yeah, it's shady, it's cool, it's hidden from the rest of the world. I used to have dreams, you know, I love dreams. I used to have dreams about going and sitting under a weeping willow tree and talking with versions of myself. It helped me process a lot of things. And then, as I got a little older, I started to daydream sitting under the willow tree and talking with myself and delving a little deeper, figuring things out about myself and about the world and about other people. If I talked to myself about issues I was having with someone else, I figured out that they were just like me, you know? So, and on a side note, a weeping willow tree, it's an awesome place to go and hide away.
So you've been in, you've been underneath actual waking willow trees,
mm-hmm.
and that inspired these dreams where you would talk to yourself. What were those conversations like? Were they happy or
Well, what's
angry?
Interesting is I'd go, the scariest part of going under the willow tree was putting my hands between two of the hanging, you know, lines of
branches.
Well,
oh, the curtain of...
I suppose. The curtain.
The willow curtain.
Yes, yes. Putting my hands between and pulling them aside because I didn't know what version of me I was going to get. I could get the 5-year-old me. I could get the 70-year-old me. And they'd all have something to say. It was exactly who I needed to help me deal with that issue.
Were these lucid dreams? Were you aware that you were dreaming as this happened?
Sometimes they felt that way, but other times it really felt like, you know, my dreams, like a lot of people's, are all over the place, and everything you're dealing with gets all blended together, and it goes crazy in your head, and then it settles down, and you've got your dream story that happened, if you can even call it a story, like it has a timeline. But but these ones, yeah, I'd say it was a little more lucid, and sometimes when the issue was particularly frustrating, it became its own thing and I was controlling it less because I didn't know what to say to myself while I was lucid dreaming. So my subconscious would say it to me for me.
Right. I ask because whenever I'm having a lucid dream,
mm-hmm.
And there's a door that I'm turning the knob and opening, I think, okay, I'm dreaming.
Okay.
I'm going to see what's on the other side of this door.
Is it always with a door?
turning in the, going around a corner can also have happen. You know, and my lucid dreams are usually fairly short because it's just too overwhelming. But yeah, as I'm opening the door, I think, wait, I've put something behind this door, but I mm-hmm. don't know what it is.
Right. You How hide it from yourself.
And every time, it's something calm. It's something kind of realistic
really?
And calm. Yes, I'm always, you know, my subconscious gives me something easy to do. And then I
gotcha.
Try to fly out through a window and be free in time and space. And I'm about to zoom. I think, ah. And I wake up because it's too much. So when you have these conversations, with yourself? You see yourself at a different age, or is it...
Yeah, all different ages. I don't know what I'm going to get when it happens, but I, you know, once I pull back the curtain, I walk in and I first see what I'm getting, that's, you know, the scariest and biggest moment. And then I sit down on this bench with that person, and we, you know, we just hold a conversation, and somehow it ends up resolving whatever is bothering me. I haven't really at any point had myself say to myself, like, oh, come back here and talk with the 60-year-old you, and you know, I haven't had that happen yet. But aside from that, I think this all started because when I was younger, I really liked the idea of growing up, and when I had my own house, having a place in the backyard, you know, in the very far corner, having a weeping willow tree, because I always thought they were beautiful and kind of mysterious. I always liked the idea of exiting my back door, having fountains, little stepping stones, blah, blah, blah. You're going through the yard, flowers. And then at the very end, you get to the one path leads to this weeping willow tree. And you walk under it, and there's a bench, just a bench. And I could sit there and read for as long as I wanted, because when I was younger, I would read all the time. I didn't realize until I was older and I started not having time for it that this was like my hobby. When I was little, I just would read and draw constantly. So I always wanted the perfect place to read, and I figured under a weeping willow tree.
That sounds beautiful. Do you ever meditate, Amber?
I should.
No. Doesn't matter. You don't have to. I'm just curious.
No, it is one of those topics for me. I very vaguely done it.
I have an assignment for you then.
To meditate.
Yep. Before the next show, you should spend 30 minutes and listen to the On Center Meditation Show here on River West Radio.
Oh, that's, see, now that.
Actually, I did it today in bed before getting out of bed. I thought, ooh, perfect timing. And I just relaxed. And that the half hour of time goes by quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no doing it right. There's no doing it wrong. Your mind wanders, and you can just watch it wander. And mm-hmm. It's interesting how busy the mind is. It's always
it
on
is.
some version of blend and chop or puree. It's always spinning.
That's
and like
funny.
I can pause it briefly, but mm-hmm. all of a sudden it's like, oh wait, I paused briefly all of my thoughts.
A quote that I heard that I really it really resonated with me was I'm trying to remember. The concept is to use your mind as a mechanism or a tool. Do not be its slave.
That seems like good advice. Right.
Let your mind serve you. You don't serve your mind.
Right. Yes. Don't yell at yourself for all of your frailties, that sort of thing of self-doubt. And
I think a lot of people...
Sorry, brain. Yeah. I got to try harder. I got to remember people's names better. You're right, brain. I'm horrible.
I figure it is... It's people may misunderstand and think, oh, my brain is completely linked to my personality, who I am. This is the same thing. My brain, my mind, that's my personality. The thing is, everything is changeable. You can be someone else. You can think a different way. And that scares people because if their mind isn't stable or set one way, if their mind isn't reliable, then what is? But it's good news, in fact, that you can mold your mind, you can train your brain, and you can use it to enhance your emotions and become a much happier person.
Oh, that reminds me. It's mm-hmm. time for a new song that you'll make up right now called Mold Your Mind.
Oh, great.
Let's give that a shot.
Okay. Let me figure out some chords here, everyone. That doesn't sound like a Mold Your Mind chord.
was stuck this way. I always thought today is just another day. And then I saw I can change my flaws. I always thought I had no control. I always thought my mind was in control. But then I saw I have the power. My mind is like a blossoming flower. To me, mind, mind, you're my mind. We can be friends, me and my mind. We are best friends. And all this time
for making up songs on demand.
Oh yeah, it's like a button. You just—it's the opposite of the easy button. like but it is combined with the fun button, the fun and crazy button.
All right, so back to your agenda.
Yes, yes. You know, I did really quick about the under the willow tree thing. I did have something that I wrote out about new beginnings. I'd like to share with everyone. There's a lot to say about fresh starts, new starts, ending something old and beginning something new. So here's just kind of went across my mind. I'll just say kind of what came across. So this idea came to me because I personally am going through many changes and starting many new things. This radio show is a great example, and it's very exciting. What is new for you in your life? New beginnings don't wait. They happen in sequence with everything else in your life, and they seem to just pop up whenever. The most notable aspect of a fresh start is that it is simply one side of a dual-edged sword. The other side is something that is coming to a close in your life. This is the sword of change. Starting something that is different brings such a rush of emotions, I think, because a person does have to more directly acknowledge that change is happening. Change will happen either way, but making a conscious step into a new era takes some more emotional investment and really forces a person to evaluate and face his or her fears. What is it with new beginnings for you? Do you need a fresh start with something? Do you want another beginning? Have things become too stagnant in your life? Or do you fear a new beginning? Are you overwhelmed with excitement over your new start that's happening right now? Don't worry about all of these things that come with these changes or creating new change for yourself. Be very reassured in knowing that everybody deals with these feelings, everybody, and you have such power. You can send ripples into the waters around you and start something for yourself. This is realistic. Have faith in your abilities. Also have faith that you have within you the courage to face the closing of one time and turn into the creation of another. Try not to dwell too much on the past. It starts in the way you begin to interact with the people around you and with yourself.
These beginnings and changes are what brings us through our story and onto the threshold of what we are meant to do here.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So it's, that's...
I find myself every so often thinking, oh, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. Why I'm doing things that I don't enjoy, like when I eat a whole pint of ice cream instead of just the serving I dished out. It's like my tongue is numb. I can't taste this. I'm bringing it back to the refrigerator, and as I'm walking, I've taken off the lid, and I'm shoving more into my head, and I'm getting no enjoyment out of this, or mm-hmm. or I'm watching a television show I do not enjoy. I'm playing an iPhone game that I do not enjoy, and I think, why am I doing this?
There, that's the first step, though, is why? Becoming aware of it.
And so, okay, all right, I got to stop watching this show. Let me just delete this app off my phone immediately, mm-hmm. and let me be somebody else now. And so that's one of my mantras. Every so often, I'll start having regret about some time, or I'll think about some darker period and think, I'm somebody else now. I'm somebody else now.
That's taking the power into your own hands.
Thank you.
He's just, thank you.
I just need some reassurance. Is it okay? Or should I just keep watching this show?
It's a Kleenex. That's like that episode or that moment in Freaky Friday where Jamie Lee Curtis is that busy therapist and she's answering pagers, she's on a call, she's texting, she's grocery shopping at that time, and she walks up to the deli counter and she's finishing up her call and she says, listen, and the woman behind the counter is standing there, she doesn't realize that Jamie Lee Curtis is on the phone, and she says, listen, you are a strong, independent, self-assured woman, and you don't need a man to complete you. At the moment, she gets all watery eyes. Thank you.
Jean, do you have any things that you've changed in your life, or have you been a consistent rock? Have you just been the Mississippi flowing along?
Oh, well, you know, this is an interesting topic. Amber, I didn't know you were into that. I've done meditation for quite a while now, and I've come to realize that the mind is like a radio.
And
it
is.
You can change frequencies and you can turn it, well, you can never really turn it off.
Oh, yes, you can, but keep it on power as long as you can.
Yeah. It's like you can turn it off and then you don't realize that you're turning it back on again all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So new beginnings, yeah. 4 years ago I retired, if it wasn't for music, I mean, there's so many things I'm interested in, and it's just sort of like I wish everyone could retire and experience all the interests that they have in life, because there's this great big old world with so many fun things to do.
That's a great perspective to have, too. Some people, when there's too many options or when there's not a format, they get freaked out by
panic
that.
Panic attack!
Panicky, yeah. You know, they're not sure. And I've been there to certain extents, you know, thinking about school and stuff. What am I going to do? What am I going to be? You know, the question keeps coming up. Everyone I've ever seen that supported me is asking me the same question, and it feels...
What are you going to do, Amber? What are you going to do about your future? What is your five-year plan? What are you going to do? Why are you still doing this? Why are you still doing that? What are you going to get to go? Are you going to get somebody? What are you going to do? Amber, you got to think of Nebraska. You got to think of Zeus. You got to figure it out.
Yeah. And it just becomes this whirlwind. So, you know, I had to take the responsibility of, you know, telling everyone, I've got it covered, I got it. And so then everything kind of fell into place, and it's still falling into place, and things are going to keep going, and plenty of people have told me, you know, oh, you never figure it out, or you'll figure it out. At this point, I'm just going to keep doing what makes me happy, and I know I'll figure it out. Or not figure it out.
There is these... I'm trying to do an
intro. I'm excited for this.
So that makes me think of those vampires in those movies where those dogs chase them around and they have a truce. And
dogs versus vampires?
Dogs versus vampires movies. Don't you have a song about dogs?
Are you... All right, okay. fine. Let's do it. What's a dog sound like? Well, or it's a chihuahua. Like a okay. So my right hand is the vampire, and my left hand are the dogs.
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to see what happens here. What does a vampire sound like? Wait, it's like that. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I'm not going to do that, though. Me to explain. So the dogs are the left hand, the vampires are the right hand.
Werewolves. I thought of the term werewolves.
Oh crud. Well that's
no, the dogs go keep going.
That's a whole different
no.
But still dogs. So the left hand, you know, the dogs barking. The vampire's trying to scare them. No, I'm scary, you know, and the dog is like barking over every time the vampire tries to be scary. And then the dog is like, I love you. I love everything. I love everyone. And the vampire's like, no, be terrified. the dog, no. And in the end, the vampire is converted to love and they be, you know, they're in sync together.
That's beautiful. See,
and they're going on.
That wasn't Bella's theme, was it?
No.
That was my setup for Bella's theme, and you came up with a song.
Oh, my God.
You came up with a really good song.
The River Flows in You song. That was the ultimate trick that you didn't know you were pulling.
I'm very pleased that I got the dogs and the vampires to become friends.
Right.
Although.
At your hands. So how about maybe let's do River Flows in You to kind of close out, but at this point I think
go ahead.
We should probably do me trying to imitate various female artists.
Let's do that
in
right.
singing. Now I do have a question. If I sing portions of their songs,
that'll be fine.
Okay. So
and get the mic nice and comfortable.
Sure.
For what you're playing.
Here, let me. Oh, it's just going to be me and my voice and attempts.
Oh, okay, good.
Disclaimer, as well as the one for accents, you know, don't be surprised.
On how incredible it is.
Absolutely. So,
confidence.
Do you want to maybe take your list and say them at random?
Yes, that's exactly what I want to do.
Okay.
Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse, okay. Trying to take me back to rehab, I say no, no, no.
I believe you should really bellow it out, and I'm going to be ready with the microphone. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Trying to take me back to rehab, I say no, no, no.
Nice. Beautiful. All right. Nora Jones.
Don't know why I didn't come. I left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. My heart is drenched in wine. There we go. She's a little breathier.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, God. I'm going to really... Okay, I don't know the words.
Nobody does.
There we go. This one is for the boys with the coolest sisters. Top-down AC with the coolest sisters. Boy, you got my heartbeat running away. Like a drum and it's coming your way. Boom, ba doom, boom, boom, ba doom, boom, ba doom, boom, boom, boom. Super bass.
Okay, wait, so do you know who Cher is?
Yes.
Make me believe.
Do you believe in love after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough, no. Oh, I'm sweating.
Okay.
Where is my paper? It is hot today. That's the fan, everyone.
You've got your Sia wig on.
Sia, right. Oh, I must honor Sia.
You love Sia.
I love Sia. And our game of likes and dislikes. This should have been on the love section. Love, love Sia. I think she's a wonderful writer and very good. She's a very good songwriter. Sia. She does the whole... Honey girls, don't get up, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm a one for a good time, car phones blowing up, ringing my doorbell. I feel the love, feel the love. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink, 1, 2, 3. And then, I want it. What other one? She does like this, she does. And another one bites the dust. Why can I not conquer love? And I might have thought that we were one. Wanted to fight this one with our weapons. So that's kind of what she does.
Ooh, I'm out of breath. I was just dancing around in my leotard as I could with my little sea wig. Ooh. Okay.
In an abandoned apartment. Run down.
Woo! Luckily, I'm okay. What about Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus. All right. It's a climb. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Ooh, whoa, whoa. It's a party in the USA. So up on my hands, up the plane, my song. She, like, doesn't switch to a, you know... She doesn't switch into a head voice sometimes. It's like, Miley, how do you do these things?
What do you mean a head voice?
Instead, you know, so up on my hands up. She uses like her chest voice. Ah. So up on my hands up, you know.
Okay, now sing one of her songs the way you would sing not as as her.
Well,
let me hear your head more. Or wait.
Sure. Like it's the climb, though. It's good, though. That her style, it's the climb. You know, she's got to put the emphasis. You don't want to, it's the climb.
Oh,
that's a little too gentle for her message. It
okay,
is the climb.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But, okay. I I'd say she covers her style pretty well. I don't think I'd try to sing it any differently. It's just some of the higher notes she gets are a little difficult in chest voice, but she pulls it off.
All right. What about Ariana Grande?
Oh. She got... Her voice is a little breathy, too. I got one less problem. Oh, wow! She does the whole, like, whoa, 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 whoa! It's like, all right, that was the longest string of notes I've heard in a really long time. Her again, a lot of soul, but what's that new song she does? Ah, not one less problem.
Dangerous Woman.
Oh, Dangerous Woman, that's the one.
I love Ariana.
Makes me feel like a dangerous woman. Something about you makes me wanna do. And then the background, just the oh.
Whoa.
Oh. She does. A lot of that emphasis in the background is her voice going oh wow.
Oh my gosh, we're almost out of time.
Oh my gosh.
We've got just about 2 minutes.
I mean, to exit with Bella's lullaby. Or what was?
The Dogs and Vampires.
River Flows in You. To some considered Bella's lullaby. All right. Oh, here, let's. Okay. There it is.
Listening to Amber on River West Radio, WXRWLP 104.1 FM in Milwaukee, and on riverwestradio.com everywhere in the world. Thank you, Amber.